90 Day Fiancé The Other Way.
A Rainy Day Podcast.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Rainy Day Podcast, 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. This is the AAA of podcasts, the low leagues. You know, we're just new starting out, so, you know, expectations are low. We're trying to deliver, but thank you for coming back to listen again. Christy's here.
Hello.
I'm here. I'm Nick, and we're about to deliver you that hot garbage. That is 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way.
Let's not hot it. Garbage. It's amazing, and I love it. Let's get into it and start with Sumit and Jenny.
Sumit and Jenny, episode 4. And what are we doing here with Sumit and Jenny?
Well, first of all, how do we pronounce his name? She has called him Sumit and Sumit. That's like me calling you Nick or Nike. And I feel like you would know.
Well, okay.
Your fiance's
let's do this.
Pronunciation.
Say we so went it's weird to back me. To my home country of XYZ, whatever. And all of a sudden, everybody's calling me Nike or Nick, like a mix between the two. And the pronunciation
right. So
the
just
dialect
doesn't care?
Of. No, say the dialect that she has now stepped into, which is India. People are pronouncing names differently, and
okay.
I think she might be like absorbing that.
I would hope you would correct her. You would correct me if I called you Nick, Nike, and you were like, no, it's Nick.
But, yeah, okay. But she hadn't seen him yet. She's been waiting there for an hour.
True. Yeah. So she 20-hour flight. She's arrives at the airport and submits a no-show.
Well, let's be clear. He was held up fabricating lies.
Yes. Very true. Very true. We'll get to that. She doesn't know that yet. So he, 1 hour later, arrives. And here's the deal. Like, I really think they truly love each other. The way they hugged and kissed and were like, oh my God, I'm so happy to see you.
Can I kiss you?
And I can't wait for tonight.
I don't care if you kiss me. Let's do it.
I really think they love each other.
They probably do.
Yeah.
But they're the behemoth that their love is fighting against. They're fighting
a family issue, and Sumit not being willing to be honest is concerning.
Yeah. Why can't he kiss her though?
He can. She kissed him.
I know that she did, but there must be. She wouldn't ask the question.
I think they're concerned about what people are going to think. She's a white lady. She's clearly a lot older, and I think they're afraid people are going to judge, and that's BS.
Well, this is culture, but
okay. Yeah. So I think that's the concern.
All right.
So
they're there, they meet, they kiss, they're ready to, they get in their car and they travel a long way. So I was paying attention to the light during the meeting, which was lots of light outside, some kind of afternoonish kind of vibe. And then when they took the bags out of the car, it was like dark wherever they got to. So it must have been a pretty ways away from the airport for where they traveled. Now, Jenny asks about hot water.
Well, wait, let's go back. He got an apartment for them.
Yes.
So he's taking her to their new apartment.
Right.
And he does mention there's no hot water.
Right.
Concerning. She's concerned, as I would be. And, but they arrive at the apartment and first of all, let's talk about the location. He mentions that it is a business hub and lots of people work there and live there, and he may run into his family,
friends of family that would tell his family where that he's hanging out with the old white lady in the middle of town.
She's not old, she's older than him.
If I was to report, I'm not saying she doesn't look good. She doesn't look good. If I was to report to my friend's family that, hey, yo, I saw Johnny who said he moved to Quang Hai, yo, he's in the middle of town hanging out with some old white lady, that's what I would say.
Okay. So that's concerning. I feel like they could have picked a more secluded spot, but I don't know. I don't know what.
I'll go back to my original statement. They could be happy anywhere in the world. Just pick somewhere else in the world to go to.
Yeah. So they go to their new apartment with no hot water.
Right.
But it's a nice apartment. It's very two bedrooms.
Yeah, more than
they
need.
It's got a real normal bath, like toilet. The only thing is the hot water. It's got. All the stuff is wrapped in plastic because it's brand new.
It's normal. It's nice for India.
A dinky, cutest little refrigerator I've ever seen in my life.
It looks very nice. I'm saying there was no shower pull.
No shower door.
And everything was like there.
That's fine.
The toilet was kind of like little to also, American standards, I'll say that. Like,
but here's American standards. It was $350 a month. Imagine what you could get here in Seattle for $350 a month. You couldn't.
You couldn't get anything.
No.
Barely a bed.
No. So I think that's pretty amazing.
Yes. So she alluded to the, you know, the last time she was here and she was staying with Samit's parents and they had like an Indian toilet, which is like a hole in the ground. And she was worried about the what was going to be, you know.
But she has, they have a American toilet.
Right. Toilet's fine. But as she said that, I thought back to the fact that she came to India for 4 months and she was with Samit's parents for 4 months. Mm-hmm. So, hold on. I'm wrapping my head around what that was like for her for 4 months and knowing that, you know, our son just brought some white lady in our house for 4 months and now he wants to marry her. We said, hell no. And now she come make, now he's disappearing.
Well, that's the thing. Like he talks about that later. That's why he was late for the airport. Cause he was talking to his parents about the fact that he moved or he's moving for his job. And they were like, we don't
believe
you.
Lots of questions. Lots of questions.
And they know their son. Like, you know, if your son's lying to your face, I hope. And they do. And, so they're concerned, but here's the deal. I truly think they love each other.
They do.
This is the first time he's lived away from his parents.
He doesn't know, right? He doesn't know anything, he said. He's like, he's learning a lot.
He said he loves Jenny, but he doesn't know, can he choose his parents or her?
Yeah. Yes.
That's concerning to me.
You shouldn't be talking about those kind of things right now at this point.
No.
Yeah. So that's family versus Jenny, love versus the tradition, which is going to win.
I think the love is going to win because here's the thing he said, and this sticks with me. He said, I just want her to feel comfortable and safe. And that's why he's doing this apartment that he said right. He really can't afford. That's like, I truly believe he loves her.
Yes.
I truly believe that she loves him. It's going to be really hard. And I feel like there's going to be some sort of blowout with the parents
mm-hmm.
to come. And I'm in for that.
Okay. Before we leave this lovely couple, I have one question.
Yes.
Do you think Samit has a job right now?
Yes. He works at the call center.
You sure?
Yeah. Why? Like the cameras went in and they filmed him working.
That was before. I'm talking now. I think, yeah. I don't think at this point, I'm not sure. I had not done any research. Again, you're with the AAA podcast here. You're not talking with the big voice. I don't know if he has a job whenever. Right now. We're not doing research. I'm just thinking about what I saw.
I don't know. I think he does. And you know what? If he doesn't because they moved, he can get another one.
Okay. But that's a lot. You
I
know?
Feel like
he said
somebody,
he can't afford it.
Yeah, but I feel like he's nervous, but I feel like he's the kind of man that he will make it work. He loves her. He wants her to feel good and safe.
He's fighting against so much. He's fighting against family. He's fighting against all those eyes that are looking at him walking down the street with this white person. He's fighting...
It's fine.
His friends. That Jenny?
Yeah, that's not good. But I just think they love each other. And I
okay.
This is my
you
example
say love
of
wins.
Love conquers all.
Okay.
So I'm rooting for them to be successful.
Okay.
Because I really, really
I'm
like
betting
her.
With the house.
Okay.
Next up is Paul and Carini.
Oh, Paul and Carini. We've been with them for years now, I feel like. So last week's debacle was Paul shows up at the airport after getting a lock of hair from his mother. I'm never going to forget that. With 5 bags, the airport says, no, you can only take 2. He has a major fucking meltdown at the airport. Even his mom is like,
Paul breakdown.
I'm sure she'd want you to go. He doesn't go, calls her. She's like, You're lying. Like, you clearly wouldn't do that to me. He does that to her. He comes to his senses. Next day, he's deciding to surprise her. So he goes back to the airport.
Right.
I'm just going to say this one. This is really petty. But if you can take a look at his fingernails, they are long. And a man with long fingernails just... It just rubs me the wrong way. That's all I'm going to say. That's mean. I know, but I just think he's a goober tuber and he just needs to cut his nails. Okay. Anyway. So he's at the airport ready to roll.
Okay. with two bags, 70 like two bags. A lot of whatever. He's got all
49 out of 50 pounds. He did his homework, and I appreciate that. Ready to go. So then we cut to Karini in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
What is she up to?
She has been taking classes, English classes, so she can fight better with Paul. She's been talking to her brother about Paul.
Her brother's concerned.
Her brother's very concerned. His brother calls Paul unbalanced, turns into a demon.
Mm-hmm.
He is not sure that Paul is going to be able to step up and pay for this expensive baby.
Well, no, Karini isn't even sure he's going to get a job. And,
yeah. Well, the dude is not practicing the language. He's not. Like, what is he?
He's not practicing. She's doing all the work. She's growing a child, going to English classes, doing it all. She's 23. He's 35. She's hoping he matures.
Right.
12 years older than her, by the way. She's so much more mature at 23.
He, I think Paul, I don't know if Paul has a plan to move forward, right? Number one. What does he think he's going to do for work?
Not sure.
I haven't heard him say anything about that. And even Karini just sees that he might just be coming to Brazil out of obligation for this baby. That's and for sad. Her. And it does. That is sad. So he feels obligated to be there.
He better be not there. I tell you like, this. She's been alone 3 months of her pregnancy in the last, like, in the months that are really hard. So...
Yeah,
the middle let's talk period. About when he gets there.
All right. So he touches down and he's in the airport looking for flowers because he got surprised. He basically she's not answering his calls. And he's like, I got to go.
I give you flowers. Which
is a nice idea.
I mean, you know? Colty should have done that. But
come on, let's not bring in the C-League here.
Okay.
So he's got all his bags. He's gets out of the... First of all, he alludes and tells a little story about how someone got shot in front of their apartment because they live in a low-income area.
I don't know if it's a low-income area. He
said it was low-income.
Yeah. Oh. Well, first of all, he says he's never going back to the U.S., which to me is bizarre. This True. Is pulling up. And with his bulletproof backpack / baby carrier?
Yeah, yeah.
He calls it body armor.
He's got a back. And even Karini, when he shows it to her, is like, yeah, I don't know, but it's pretty dumb, Paul. But everything he dumps out of that was... Let's pause. So he gets to the apartment. Somehow he has a key. He walks. He unlocks the door.
This is a real problem for me.
Unlocks the door.
Does not announce his
Doesn't say anything.
Like, arrival. Like, hey, in the, quote, low-income area where someone got
night,
murdered
in the middle of the night
to his pregnant wife.
And then opens the sliding pocket door. Then... walks in, opens the bedroom door. She's in her underwear, brought underwear, and she's like, what the fuck? Oh my God, you're here. And she hugs him. She's happy, but she's also pissed off.
Yeah, as I would be. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah, just going in is super duper creepy. And yeah, so when he gets there, what is one thing he says to her? Because he's like, I surprised you. My mother is very sad.
Who like, cares about your mother right now? No. He's silly. But yeah, he shows her all the stuff that he brought. And she's like, oh, this is all nice. Yeah, I brought all the stuff you asked for, your books and your makeup. And do you have anything for the baby? Where's the stuff for the baby? What? He's like, no, you said even if I just came just myself, it'd be okay. Where's the stuff for the baby?
I mean, she's the mature one.
Well...
23.
She was
35.
I understand that, but he just said, "Okay, I'm gonna come."
He panicked. I know. He had a meltdown at the airport.
But he wasn't having a meltdown when he was packing his bags.
I'm sure he was.
Ah, come on.
He had to take five bags down to two.
So what? Why would you make better decisions on what to put in the bags? He made horrible decisions.
Yes, of course.
You
he
see
did.
All the junk that was on that bed? It was crap.
Yes.
She was like more enamored with this like Life magazine that she was flipping through.
Bring me some baby shit and useful things.
No, she was like.
But remember back in the previous season, he brought her all these stuffed animals, one of which was like a
poop emoji. Yeah.
Okay, so the choices are not.
Yeah. So he's like, Oh, wait. Just if I don't bring any baby stuff, I'm wrong. If I do bring baby stuff, I'm wrong.
No, if you do bring baby stuff, you're right.
Well, not, I don't know. But he felt like he was being, like, no matter what he did was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And it said, my observation was this: welcome to marriage and life with a child and a pregnant woman.
My favorite thing that she said, though, I don't remember if this was in, like, the interview part or the real life part, is why is she upset? Because I hate you.
And just, like, they chopped it up to make it seem like, oh my God, oh, that's crazy. But it was really just, she was smiling when she said it.
She was pissed, though. Yeah. I love that.
That's fine. All right. So are we good with Paul and Carini?
Yeah, we're good.
Paul, we, I
mean, I love Carini.
Dude, are we dropping spoilers on this? Do we, like, if we have any, if yeah. I have any outside information.
If you have outside information, go.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, in the little research that I do for this podcast, scrolling, I actually came across a scroll little video on Instagram of Paul and Carini in America recently. So seems like they might have had their baby in the United States, actually. Hmm. I think that's what the caption said. But I might not be right. Again, can't hold me to that because you're dealing with AAA players here. You're not.
Okay. Let's go to Tiffany and Ronald.
Tiffany and Ronald. All right. So where are we at?
Mainly, I just want to talk about Daniel, her son.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, he had to say goodbye to his best friend, Malik.
Yes.
And these two children are, like, the most amazing, like, mature,
it's a little
centered children. They're,
come on,
like,
that's a little TLC producer coaxing there.
I don't care. I believe it, and it makes me happy. They were saying goodbye to one another.
It was pretty awkward, too.
It wasn't awkward. It was just heartbreaking. They love each other. They're best friends. They were playing. And then when they hugged, and you're okay. going to be in my life forever because you're my best friend. That's sweet. Like,
it is sweet.
Kids
I'm sure these,
like,
guys are going to look back on it 10 years later and be like, oh, I wonder where that guy Malik is.
No, they're best friends.
Okay.
That's fine.
Daniel's very, very, very excited to go see his dad.
Oh, boy.
What about that? What about Malik? What about Daniel, sorry, offering and wanting to call Daniel his dad?
I mean, I think, of course, like he hasn't had a dad.
Yeah.
And he wants a dad. It gives me the cringies because I worry so much that it's going to end in disappointment. It does harken back to Nicole and Azan and her, like, forcing May.
That's totally different.
Basically, to call Azan dad, which I think freaked everyone out. But so I think I'm a little bit,
okay.
But I think recovering from that.
May was implanted with that idea.
Yes.
Daniel created that idea.
No, and that's even, like, so this Ronald fella better live up to that.
Can Ronald be a good dad?
He's saying, like, oh, I want to be his dad. You better. So he's been 6 months clean from his gambling addiction. 6 months is not very long. She's going to show up the day he gets out of rehab. They're getting married 8 days later. I feel like those 8 days is probably not enough time to assess, like, is this a good decision for my son? I would think differently if there wasn't Daniel in the mix, but that kid is freaking adorable and amazing and just wants a dad. And I'm very hopeful that Ronald is going to keep it together and be a great dad.
I'll say this. I like Tiffany's speak with, she never says she's definitely moving to Seattle, Africa. She's not definitely doing. She's like, I may be moving there forever.
Mm-hmm.
This may work out. It's not like she's not definitive on it. So I'm giving her a big, you know, check mark on cautiousness.
And okay.
Knowing that it might fall apart.
I'm skeptical about that.
You think she's just all in already?
Yes, because when she said, if Daniel hates it, I can't force him.
Yeah, she might have to move back.
I feel like her heart is all in. And
of
that
course
is
she wouldn't
words.
Be moving to South Africa.
I feel like those are just words. And she's put up with, she was mentioning, like, he's, like, put her through hell.
Yeah. So she knows it could be bad.
Then why are you going with your child?
I thought you were on a side of love.
Know.
This is love.
You're I fine. Was I've turned a little on my dear Tiffany. I still think she's the most beautiful woman. She's gorgeous.
I'm giving her a check mark for cautiousness.
I don't believe her cautiousness. I think she's saying that to say it, but I don't really think she means it, because I really do feel like you wouldn't get married 8 days after you got there if you really wanted to make sure that it was the right thing. She would, I don't know. I'm going to assume they have 90 days-ish, like they do in the U.S. Why would you do it 8 days later? Why? Help me understand that.
I just think that it was a timing thing. And
What timing thing for
I don't,
what?
I don't know.
She's getting there. He gets out of rehab 8 days later. So her son, she's supposed to assess if her son is happy and this is a good adjustment period for him and all whatever. Where's the school? How is that? Is it a good one?
Figure it out.
Okay. Well, then let's just be honest about that and say, I'm going. We're all in, regardless, and we'll make it work. Okay. But her saying, like, well, if he doesn't like it.
All right.
I don't know. What kid likes anything after 8 days?
Yeah, I'm skeptical if an 8-year-old is, like, they change their minds all the time, right?
I don't know. I don't know anything about children. So I say this with, like...
We have a 1.5-year-old.
Yeah, so, and I'm learning every day. So anyway, I'm skeptical a little bit, and it breaks my heart to think that the dad thing is
okay.
Heavy.
Very heavy. Let's talk about Miss Mommy Clingy.
Who is that? I don't know.
That's Tiffany's mom. She's like,
she's not clingy.
She's super. She's like, I don't want my kids to think that they can leave. I want them all 20 minutes away.
She didn't say I don't want them to think they can leave. She doesn't want them to leave.
I just trained them to think that families.
She did. I don't think she did.
Yes, she did. She said I
taught. I think she said taught.
Whatever. She's just trying to brainwash them that this is the only family they have.
What you? I don't want my child to move away.
It has to happen. That's what families do. It's what people do.
Did she get down on the ground at the airport and scream and tell her not to go? No, she actually took her there.
Yeah, and she said goodbye to her and her grandchild. And her mother, she's about to cry. She's like, no,
of course she's going to cry. You think? Oh.
But anyway, listen. The point is.
She's not clingy.
She is clingy and she's selfish.
What?
She is selfish. She wants her daughter. She wants everything to be convenient for her here in America.
Not convenient. She's mad because she can't go. Of course.
Yeah.
She's not mad.
Why can't
she
just be happy for her daughter?
She is. Obviously, she's taken her to the airport. She's supporting her, but she's like expressing that she's sad. Please. If I left to go to another country to be with someone who my mother has never met, do you think my mom's going to be like, see ya? She's going to be like, oh my God, I'm so sad. Of course. Yeah. You're wrong. I'm right. That's fine. I'm sorry. Like, I really like...
I might fall back on
that. I don't think she's clingy. I think she's just a normal mom who... This was, and also, let's like stop for a second, because let's remember the last episode, I don't know what the time period was, but that was the time she learned that her daughter was moving to South Africa. It wasn't like she's known this. She thought the dude was coming here. And then last week in our timeline... She heard that, oh no, I'm moving there in forever, not just a visit.
Word. She's packing spice and beans for some reason. I don't know. That's weird.
I guess they don't sell beans in South Africa. That's weird. That's really weird.
And she brought Daniel's 3-year-old aunt with her to say goodbye.
Yes, with the mom. That's her mom's daughter. I know. I know, but the aunt is older than... The nephew?
Right.
Yeah. But hey, I love the mom, so I think she's about my age too, so I'm a little bit, you know. Yeah.
Aladdin.
And Laura. Laura.
Laura, Laura.
My hero.
Laura. I don't know, man. Laura.
No, I love her.
I'm a little, okay. Shit, her stock fell a little bit for me this episode.
I might love Ludwig more.
Ludwig is okay. The adopted brother Ludwig. Now, he's married. I'm pretty sure I saw a ring. But he's making grilled cheese for them to enjoy while they talk. And
what was on the grilled cheese?
Yo, straight up, I don't know what was. So it was like bread. Looked like wheat bread, cheese, then some kind of like date or like
olive. I was thinking
olive or like pickled weird, and then Aunt Jemima's. Like he straight up. Yeah. Poured the syrup on there.
Yeah, but he didn't do it like in any kind of like uncertain way. He knew what he was doing. This is clearly a recipe he's made before. As he was giving her advice, he was cooking without looking at it.
Yeah, holding it up holding off the grill.
He knew what he was doing, and so I'm intrigued by this.
Yeah, you got to post that recipe online for us, Ludwig.
I want to see it. Like Ludwig.
That's crazy.
But he was the voice of reason.
Yeah, he was trying to, you know, he's like, hey, he's going to be faithful. Can you have a child at 51? Which she somehow thought she could have a child at 51.
I mean, they could adopt.
Okay, whatever. Sure. And we got the bombshell that they're already married.
After how many days?
9 days. Now,
why did they get married?
So they could hump. They wanted to be together in a hotel room. And I get it. I'm fine with it. And I'm well, literally okay with that. And if you're in another country.
To get married?
Yeah, fine. If you need to get. Well, you like somebody and who cares? She's like, whatever.
I mean, I care because she's.
It's not, but you're in another country. It's not like it's real almost. It's like,
no,
oh,
it's real.
Can we get a ticket to like go hump? Like, it's like, I know it's real, but it's like, what? It's like, what's binding? What's so binding with a marriage in Qatar?
I don't know, but I'd want to know before I did it. Like, probably. Does he get half of her estate?
Probably not.
Probably is not.
I don't think
clear
so.
Enough for me. So yeah, that was a shock.
That was a bombshell.
Ludwig as well as me.
Yeah.
But
they just wanted to be together. That's all.
And then she mentioned like, it's only on paper. It's not the Tunisian 3-day wedding. 3-day wedding?
That's crazy.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. I think a lot of European countries, or not just other than American countries, do very elaborate weddings.
Extravaganzas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. But Ludwig is awesome. Like her. Ludwig is cool. He's definitely pulling out the great questions. But she closed with, you know, if I don't jump into the water, I'll never know if I can swim.
I know. I love her.
That's solid words.
And he said, you know what? I know I'm never going to change your mind. I just want to share.
Yeah. My
basically.
Level headed.
That's a good friend.
Yep.
And she's a freaking awesome woman. And that's another couple that I really hope. Actually also more than hope, I really think they love each other.
Yeah, I think so too.
I saw something, I don't know if it was on Instagram or something, but there was like a picture of them on an airplane together. He posted something and he said, this is the love of my life, or she's my world. It was like really, really sweet. And like, please, I think it's real.
I hope it is. I don't get a bad feeling about them. I think they're, you know, doing the best they can.
I mean, here's the thing. This is what really ticks me off.
What?
If it was reversed and the man was 51 and the woman was 30, would anyone be questioning, like, no, does he really love her?
Not even for a hot minute.
So F all the people that are hating it, because I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Good and for she's them. Awesome.
She is.
Yeah. I don't mean to be angry. I'm just, I really like her.
Well, sliding in under 30 minutes, this AAA podcast.
Quit calling it that. That's weird.
We're not the.
AAA sounds like extra good. No, is that good?
AAA is like the B leagues. We get called up to the majors.
Call it B league. What's AAA feels like it's better than AA.
Yeah, it is better than AA.
And better than single A.
But it's not the pros.
Oh, I would think pros would be A.
No.
Super pros would be AA. No,
pros.
AAA with super duper. Pro.
No, we're not. Oh, we're not. Okay. Pro. I'm saying we're like.
I'm not into sports. We're so not. Whatever.
Yes. So anyway.
I thought you were giving us a big compliment.
I'm not. Tell us that we're.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening again. And we'll see you next week with some more of this hot garbage.
And thank you. Someone gave us a review on iTunes and a comment. It's pretty much made my week. So it
would be
a nice review saying. So far, I like.
She's
like,
guess what, Nick? Someone left this
made
review.
My world. So thank you, I appreciate that, and yeah. So see you next week.
Enjoy your week, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.